Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of And We Don't Care About the Young Trends.
Talking about the old trends.
There it is. I'm Jack. That is DJ Daniel Goodman.
It's your boy.
It's your boy. Boy. And this is the last recording of the week. And TGIF. First of all, TGIF to you.
Amen to that. And to you as well.
And to you as well, my son. Yeah, we're talking about this tweet by Kelgore Trout at Kelgore Trout. When future generations make films about our generation, what song will they incessantly overuse a la Fortunate Son for the Vietnam War era?
Right.
I love this question. Love the question, Kelgore Trout.
Great question.
So we were talking about this for like 20 minutes before we started recording. And now that we started recording, we won't have anything to say about it.
Nope. But it was a great conversation. Wish you could have been there.
Yeah, I wish you could have been there. You guys really fucked up. You really fucked up by not being there for it. So the things to keep in mind, I think, when trying to come up with the right answer for this is that Fortunate Son was not the most popular song at the time, nor was it even, I don't think it was a top like 10 or 20 single. It was like an album cut. And the very first podcast I ever made for episode one of the Crack podcast, we were talking about generation gaps. And this was one of like my favorite little details that I found out was that during Vietnam, like the number one song was Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar. First of all, that song's fun, but very like lightweight and stupid. And I didn't realize it's by the Archies. Like if you like look at the video for that, it's the cartoon characters, the Archies, like that song. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So the song needs to be liked enough by the filmmakers. It can't just be a crappy song because a lot of the answers in the thread were various Imagine Dragons songs. I think you have to assume that the filmmaker is not going to want to pay $6 million for the rights of an Imagine Dragons song because it sucks. Like that. And there are plenty of good songs from the time that also evoke a vibe.
Indeed.
So first of all, we were trying to answer like, what are the cliche go-to songs for different time periods, right? Like for the 80s, I think it's probably something from Thriller or...
Probably.
Yeah, or, you know, something synthy. What was super producer Brian had a great answer that I'm drawing a blank on, but I, like
for
one
the
of the Smith songs, I think.
Oh.
How Soon Is Now. And yeah, there the 80s has like a bunch of these that were not the number one hit song at the time, but like when you hear them, you're like, God, I am transported back to a version of the 80s that I did not live in, but that is like very crystal clear in my mind and right. was invented by John Hughes.
John Hughes. Ah, yes.
Yeah. So
creating vibes.
Anyways, 90s, I feel like is Nirvana, mm-hmm. you know, smells like Teen Spirit
Jinx.
Or, you know, a deeper cut from that album or like one of the grunge songs. 2000s, I feel like we start getting into Hey Ya and Bombs Over Baghdad and stuff like that. The early teens, though. Jane says is a vibe, also a vibe. From Brian, super producer Brian.
Shout out Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, yeah.
What an absolute slapper of a song.
Yeah, for now. Now is harder to answer because you don't know like what is going to hang.
What's
going to
last.
Yeah, what's going to last hit. and also be a thing that like people would like to put in their movie, like that they mm-hmm. actually think is like cool, you know?
Something that is cool.
Yeah, like I like, so this is just me and I'm a little weird, but I like cool stuff.
Ooh.
Slick stuff.
Ooh.
To quote Garth cool Brooks stuff. On his
slick stuff.
On his Facebook video.
The best.
Cool stuff, slick stuff. Call Me Maybe is maybe, you know, that's more Obama era.
It is a little more Obama era. We also mentioned Happy by Pharrell.
Happy by Pharrell strikes me as one that like if like that is the thing that was the hit. That mm-hmm. that's the one that a podcaster in 30 years is going to come back and be like, it actually wasn't this deep album cut that you guys immediately associate with that time period. The song that people were listening to was this corny shit, Happy right. by Pharrell. Yeah. That is the equivalent of Sugar Sugar.
Other song of the summer, also featuring Pharrell, Get Lucky by Daft Punk.
Right.
Another song of the summer, baby.
But a song that I feel like tries to evoke a different era also.
Right. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Peter Bjorn and John Young Folks came up in mm-hmm. the thread. That feels like a little bit earlier. I think mm-hmm. a lot of the songs that people are referencing are probably from a different time, but I don't know. Do you have a guess? MGMT came up a lot. I do feel MGMT. Like MGMT will be in a lot of movies about 10 years ago, about, you know, like the early
yes,
teens.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Another song that I just always think about when it comes to these like ever present popular songs, because it is the single most played song on Spotify. Do you know what it is off the top of your head? If you had to guess,
the single most played song on Spotify.
If you had to guess,
is it a
the single most played song? Nope.
Is it a shit? I don't know what it. What is
but,
it?
But you got it. Is a
is it
male
God
vocalist.
Bless America?
It is a male vocalist song. That's what it should be.
Thank you.
No, it is Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
Yes, and I think that song has a lot of burn. Like that song definitely has a lot of like, oh, it's an earworm for literally everyone.
Yeah. Will it last?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
And it also for me evokes it does feel like it's like stealing from songs that were evocative of the 90s, right?
Sure.
So
yeah.
But I can see that.
I don't know. 3.2 billion plays on Spotify, can't be that wrong.
It certainly can't. yeah. I don't know. It's a fun question to think about. Hit us up in the comments or on Twitter. Let us know what your pick is. Anyways, that's a fun conversation. Less fun conversations that are being had right now in the zeitgeist. Yes. Matt Gaetz, they're apparently not going to recommend charges because two of the witnesses they say have credibility issues. Never stopped them before when prosecuting. People who aren't powerful white guys with a bunch of connections, but prosecutors, I don't know. This does feels about right. Would have been surprised if they did prosecute him because it's a young woman is the victim and America doesn't give a fuck about them. But
so I'm sick, bro.
Just hoping this is not a preview of what's going to happen to Trump. But
yeah.
This is what I expect, is no consequences. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about more stuff.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And we're back. And Georgia Maloney, I'll just let you tell me about Georgia Maloney because you were just in Italy. So you're presumably pretty up on the politics and what's going on over there.
Oh, I know all about Georgia Maloney. I have a whole one sentence right here about everything I know about.
Yeah.
So what is this? Nationalist Brothers of Italy barely scraped 4% of the vote in 2018, but the party is expected to take around 25% this time and propel an alliance of conservative partners to a clear parliamentary majority.
Yeah. See, I knew you. I knew you. Knew
yeah.
Shit.
I got this.
Yeah. So it's
more
basically
like Maloney, more like Medici.
Yeah. It's like the thing we've been talking about, the rise of fascism. These things tend to all happen at once. There's a global economy that shits the bed at the same time. And the response to the global economy shitting the bed is that people are like, oh, so we should maybe take rights back from these massive capitalist institutions. And then the powers that be start offering fascism as an alternate alternative. And so this is one country where that is succeeding. They're going to have their most right-wing government. Presumably, they have an election starting on Monday, I believe. But people are expecting that they will come away from that election with the most right-wing government that they've had in Italy since World War II.
Hey, burr.
Yeah, sick. But not great. Alex Jones, speaking of not great.
Love this guy.
This guy. Have you seen this guy? You heard about this guy? So he just really lost it in his Connecticut courtroom where he's being sued by the families of the children who were murdered at Sandy Hook, whose lives he made hell by claiming that they were crisis actors, I think is what he called them.
Faking it.
And yeah. So his argument is, he said, is this a struggle session? Are we in China? Referring to Maoist rallies where people were publicly humiliated. So that's what he's so self-centered and narcissistic that he can't understand why these families would want justice after he completely ruined their lives at the lowest point that a human life can have after the loss of your children.
Miserable.
Yeah. The attorney for the plaintiffs pointed out the victim's family members in the courtroom, and that's when he was like, this is all about me and trying to humiliate me. I've already said I'm sorry hundreds of times, and I'm done saying I'm sorry. So seems good, and I don't know what that strategy is to be like, I'm not sorry for this thing that I clearly did.
It's a very weird, like, counter tactic where he just recently did an interview with Andrew Callahan of Channel 5 News, where in this interview, he's just like kind of like quote unquote admitting to a slew of different things where he's like, well, I invented cancer. You know, everybody who died from cancer, that's my fault. I did that. I did the Holocaust. And he just starts like throwing out all like these things where it's like,
Yeah,
where it's like, I am the worst thing and I'm the worst thing in the world and everything is my fault and I own that, where it's kind of like a weird deflective tactic of, you know, well, everybody's saying I'm the bad guy. Yeah, look at me. I'm the bad guy. And it's just minimizing and weird. And,
being dismissive. And
exactly.
When the thing you did is actually bad. It reminds me of the classic film Blue Chips. When Nick Nolte is up at the lectern admitting to having violated recruiting rules, and his booster, he's like, what do we get him a house to like one of the other bad guys? And the guy's like, I believe it was a nuclear surfboard. And everyone like laughs because he's like trying to joke it up. And then he's like, nah, I think we just bought him a house. anyways. Dipshit. I think everyone was thinking that of that same movie reference, so I figured I'd just say it out loud.
Oh yeah, no, I was with you on that one.
Telfar.
Mm-hmm.
What is Telfar?
Telfar is a black-owned fashion wear brand. They sell bags. They're unique, and I learned all of this from Super Producer Becca. So at any point when I say something wrong, feel free to jump in and correct me. But they are a business that only runs off the internet. You can't get them in stores. You can only get them on resale if you go to, you know, some resale store. And they're very hype. They just did a huge drop, kind of like a Supreme drop, where as opposed to going in a store, you have to queue up on them internets to cop one of these bags. They're very hype. They're very cool. They lack a lot of functionality. And that is something that I learned a lot about while shopping with my fiance, while getting prepared for a trip in Italy, that women's fashion is just lousy with lack of accessibility, features, pockets, reasonable prices. It's just a fucking mess. So shout out Telfar, you know, get your bag, pun intended, or not. If you're one of the people who was not able to get in line fast enough.
But
the drop was today. I know super producer Joelle copped herself a little silver one. Shouts to her. So, you know, Telfar doing a drop today. Big drop. Get your bags. If you didn't get one, I'm sorry. You're whack. And that's just how it is. But if you did get one, you're goated. And congratulations to you.
Yeah. And that's That's just official. You were officially goaded.
Yeah.
Congratulations. We think it's cool that you even listen to this show. To be honest, we're like grateful.
Also,
that you listen.
As a total side note, I would just like to add to the conversation about goaded and mid and trash that there seems to be only three things that something can be. It's either goaded, it's either mid, or it's trash. But to me, mid and trash are the same thing. Like if something is mid, meaning it's like forgettable or whatever, it may as well be trash. So there's two things. There's goaded and there's mid, and that's it. And to me, the language, it's simply increasing the polarization of how we look at things. Either something is the best it's ever been, or it sucks and it's trash. And I hate that. Let's accept a spectrum of how good things can be. Anyway, that's my soapbox.
Fewer words. Smaller vocabulary. Yes.
Why use many words when few words do trick?
I'm on the do trick. I'm on the Telfair website for the rainbow bags. First of all, they are cool. Second of all, I am watching them like disappear.
Yeah.
Like people
sold out. Yeah. No, cool. they're disappearing.
Okay. And yeah, I have seen these. I just didn't know that they were so popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, Taylor Swift is trending for a number of reasons.
Say what?
Her album is coming out. We talked earlier this week with super producer Becca about some TikTok conspiracy theories that think maybe this will be an album in which she comes out.
Oh, word.
The reason she's trending right now, or two reasons, people found out that the title of one of her tracks, I do not have corroboration on this, but it seems like people believe track 8 of Taylor Swift's Midnights album is titled Vigilante Shit.
Hell yeah.
Which is...
Taylor's Antifa confirmed.
Yeah, yeah. And then also multiple sources are saying that Taylor Swift will be the Super Bowl halftime performer this season.
Slapping.
So, yeah. Oh. That feels about right.
Yes, it does. And I'm here to say that if you haven't already, get on your Netflix and go watch the 2017 Reputation Tour footage from the AT&T Stadium in Dallas. It is the most incredible usage of $100 million you will see. It's amazing.
Every one of those $100 million is
so
up there on
much,
stage.
Yes. So much goddamn money went into that tour, and it shows, and Taylor just rips that performance. She is so good. Go watch the Reputation Tour on Netflix. It costs you nothing. It's 2 hours long, and you will be dancing, crying, shitting, and farting the entire time. It's so good.
Welcome to my Friday afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Pretty standard.
Hell yeah.
Pretty standard around these parts.
It rips. That performance was great. I was completely ambivalent on Taylor, and then I watched that performance. I'm like, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I'm a fucking Swiftie. I'm in 100%. Yeah. Go watch that tour. It's amazing.
Amazing. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Friday afternoon.
Mm.
We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show.
It's a good one.
Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind. Oh, Daniel, where can people find you, follow you? I like to ask that when someone is guest hosting trans with
That's
me.
That's so kind
and
of
trans.
You. And trans. You can find me all over the internet at DJ_Daniel. You can find me on Twitch today at twitch.tv/DJ_Daniel, DANL. I'll be doing the backlog. I'm still getting through some backlog games playing Ghost of Tsushima, which is a great game. So stop on by twitch.tv/DJ_Daniel. And tell them that TDZ sent you.
All right. Back Monday. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine.
Yes.
Get a fucking flu shot. Apparently, we're looking at a twinsies pandemic. Bad flu season coming up because we didn't have the flu for a couple years as bad. So, like, especially young people, they don't have the immunity from the flu. So, really... You are helping our most vulnerable people out if you get the fucking flu shot. So go do it.
Please.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.